The Intergovernmental Authority on Development, IGAD Center for Excellence, has just concluded its capacity building training in preventing and countering violent extremism. Now, three of South Sudanese journalists were part of the training, which was held last week in Mombasa, Kenya. Now, this morning, we are joined in by freelance journalist Maura Ajak, who is now one of the peace ambassadors for the East African region. Good morning, Maura. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today.
Good morning, Irene, and good morning, South Sudan.
Right. So tell us more about the program in countering violence and extremism.
The program was focusing more on how to use or utilize the media platforms and to spread awareness and also to enlighten people about the danger of violent extremism and also the types of the violence that occurring in different parts of the region.
Yeah. Right. So what are some of those dangers of extremism?
For instance, like in East Africa region, they are experiencing different situations like terrorist attacks like Al-Shabaab, for instance, and so on. Also, like in Uganda, like years back, in a football club, also explosion happened. For South Sudan, we are yet to reach to that level, but we have at some point some violent occurring, but in different phases through past years up to now.
Right. So you are the ambassador, the peace ambassador for the East African region. What is your role?
My role is, as I've mentioned earlier, to do content creation and also to reach out to the youth, and also to utilize some other social hubs, giving some mentorship program for some journalists to normalize reporting about preventing and countering violent extremism, and what is it exactly, and how we can caution our South Sudanese about violence. For instance, like our country been through multiple conflicts and different phases of intercommunal conflicts also. Like for instance of recent the POC in Malakal. So also it's one of the type of the violence that occurring, but people there is still yet to understand exactly the types of the violence.
Right, yeah. Right. So what are some of these forms of extremism?
For instance, like what we will talk about, like the ideology, how the extremists taking advantage of the social media, in particular. I can give an example, like the current situation of Sudan. See how a lot of negative and also dangerous messages being passed through the Twitter and then also through the Facebook, like videos, a lot of sensitive contents. This is also one of the types of the violence. And also some people, they just share anyhow, but they don't know that they're spreading also more risks for other community, for instance, or other individuals.
Right. So how can this extremism be prevented?
For the youth, for instance, because we are the majority, we need to take advantage of the tools that we have, educational sector, and also, in particular, this industry in journalism. We need to share or shed more light on that, and to normalize producing PSAs in our radio stations, especially community radios. Also, like earlier I've mentioned about content creation, we shouldn't wait for a certain project to talk to us or to like to get some donation on producing contents on violent extremism. We're supposed to start reflecting even from our own situation how it's dangerous by the time it will escalate to different levels.
Right. Well, so what are some of the challenges when it comes to tackling this?
The challenge is the approach and also the people and then the concept, because every person having a different mindset, and from area to another they have their own culture, and you cannot just hinder it anyhow because you want to spread a certain message. For instance, like I can say in Juba, it's a bit flexible because we have a lot of people from different, like the diversity, for instance. Going to the States, it's a bit limited.
Mm.
And it depends also on the language that you're going to use, whether English or Arabic. Some other areas, even, you need also a translator.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Mm. And what are some of the opportunities that are there?
The opportunities is to use radio stations for now. It's the cheapest and easiest tool. Easy to reach out to people. And also some other radio stations, they do have some messages in different dialects, which it will make the process more easier to talk about the types of the violence. Also, it can be online and offline, not just anyhow to leave the children go to school and attend classes and this is it. Right. We need to make them think outside of the box because, for instance, on the roads, people fighting with the traffic officers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's also one of the types of the violence. For instance, in the school also some languages. And it depends what are other guardians feeding their kids, how they go to school, how they approach their classmates. It's also like the more you share some of these contents, the positive contents, like how to counter it, the more it will help even in reducing the negative issues. Yeah.
Right. Maura, thank you so much for your time. So how were these journalists selected?
Honestly, it was through Twitter handle.
Mm.
At the beginning, I've received just a message from IGAD Center of Excellence.
Mm.
They shared with me just as a media influencer, we want you to come and attend this course.
Mm.
And I've asked for the concept because not anyhow just you accept any course that you will be invited for. I looked at the content, it was more journalistic, about the ethics and about some other rules, what you're supposed to do, and also the types of propaganda and how extremists are taking advantage also of journalists,
right,
and how journalists also should be cautious on the type of the message that they want to retweet or tweet, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, just any other social media handle, because nowadays, even over Facebook, you'll find people sharing anyhow without fact-checking.
Mm.
So it was more precise into valuable contents, and we did a lot of assignments, and we'll start producing some contents from next week.
Mm-hmm.
And this week also we have contents that we had produced already last week in Mombasa, talking about peaceful coexistence and talking about how mothers were affected if their son, for instance, joined some terrorism activities, for instance. Yeah.
Maura, thank you so much for your time and congratulations.
Thank you.